After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV. The destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, AfterBuzzers. The battle has begun. It's the Real Housewives of Orange County reunion part one. And we're here to break it all down with some new personalities here, with some fresh perspective. I'm your host, Grant Rutter, and the panel's here.
That's right. We are here, and we are so happy to be here breaking down this reunion. My name is Christy Olsen, and you guys can all keep up with me, as per usual, at the Christy Reports.
And I'm Blake V. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Blake V Media.
And from Bravo's The People's Couch, airing Tuesdays at 10, we have Brandy and Julie here.
Yay!
It's us.
It's us. Yes. We're here. Welcome, buzz friends. About it. Thank you.
Ladies, tell us, what are you thinking about the season? The whole thing. I mean, we want to know.
I mean, where to begin?
Take
where,
us all the way back.
I mean, where to begin? My mom! I don't know where to begin. You know what I mean? I mean,
well, we couldn't wait for Cancergate.
Yeah.
And it did not disappoint.
No.
It carried a lot of the season, but almost too much, I think.
I was waiting every episode of the first five. I'd be like, when's this cancer thing hitting the roof?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And he would like,
does he or doesn't he?
Right.
Yeah.
And you weren't like, sure. You didn't know. Because you don't know. Who knows?
Like we still don't know.
Right, we still don't know. You can never really know. We don't know. But then there would be a tidbit and then a nugget and then another tidbit and a nugget. You're like, God, Brooks and Brooks and, it was so good.
Yeah, and Vicky's mom.
Vicky's mom.
Now, where are you leaning with Brooks in this situation that he's put himself in?
Well, I think we know he doesn't have cancer.
I mean, he's a liar. He's a con man and a liar.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's a compulsive.
Yeah, like a, just
like a pathological liar.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think he's unlikable, though.
No.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I mean, he's not.
Right? It's like you almost can't even help it. Like, he just does not seem like that bad of a guy.
Yeah.
But we know that he is.
Right.
It's the same with Vicky, though. It's
he's
the same,
that conniving.
Yeah. Right.
You know? Yeah. The masters are.
That's true.
Yeah. I don't think Vicky's as conniving as T comes across, but she's not really in the right either with the whole situation, and she's still very likable to me. I think she's great.
I love Vicky.
Love Vicky.
I love her.
She's crazy, she drinks, she's fun, she screams, she yells, she's, right? She's a good time.
That's
good
all time. We ask for, some drinking
that's
and
right.
screaming.
Yeah. Yeah. But with Brooks, he doesn't, like, a lot of, sometimes there's, like, a lot of the husbands and boyfriends are on, and you're like, that guy is... like Peter from Atlanta, disgusting sack of shit. horrible. This guy doesn't seem that bad. Like, he seems like he's nice. He's respectful when he talks.
He's very friendly.
Like, he's friendly. He's charming. Yeah. But behind the scenes, I guess he's trying to show his dick to Brianne. We didn't even know.
We didn't know. Can't wait for that whole story.
I know. That little snippet just made
like,
me
what?
I know.
The confusing thing is that her husband, Brianna's
husband
is
the
Michael.
Worst. He's the worst. He is abusive.
Right.
Okay.
Sorry, write me a letter about it, but like that guy seems literally straight up abusive to me.
I'm on that same page with you. And I feel like we found this like a few seasons ago when he was so mean to
that lady.
Right.
She put her feet on the table and he went crazy. He went crazy on an old lady. He went crazy on her with her feet on the thing and then he went to everybody telling her to get the F out and blah, blah. I was like, that guy?
Yeah, that was it.
That guy needs to go.
We haven't forgotten that.
No, we haven't.
And that's why we all went on Brooks' side.
Right.
Because we knew he was so unlikable and Brooks is so sweet, you know?
Right, so I don't get it.
We're all friends with the pathological liar. You know what? You know who you are. The
and
liars
if you don't
know.
Think you are...
Yeah.
Right.
You're being called out.
What do you think of the new housewife, Megan King Edmonds? What do you think? How have you found her? Has she grown on you at all
yet? I mean, I'm like, nah.
I like that she was so confrontational and not scared to confront everyone
right.
and stir the shit up.
Right.
But
she wasn't.
I mean, when she called and pretended she had cancer to the screening place, it was just like, she'll stop at nothing.
Too much.
But I do kind of wish this reunion wasn't so focused on her.
Yeah.
Because it's Agreed. About to get real good, real yeah. hot in the kitchen when we go into like Vic, even Heather. Like, it's all going to be fighting, you know. Right. So, I mean, I'm fine with her.
She's just, I don't know. She's all right. She's fine.
Mm-hmm. I mean, thought that stuff with Leanne, the stepmom, was a tearjerker, personally. Mm-hmm.
Well, so let's talk about Megan. At the top of the show, they talked about Megan's parenting skills and how she is a stepmother to Haley, and we got a little update there. And Vicky stands by her viewpoint that just she doesn't get it. She doesn't have a biological kid. So she's maintaining, and it seems that those two are still at a stalemate.
Yeah, mm-hmm. truly. And I really thought, I did think, that Vicky would budge a little bit. Like, I know she's never gonna be like, oh, yes, I was wrong. Of course not. Mm-hmm. No one's expecting that. But for her to at least be like, okay, I can see where you're coming from. I don't know. Like, budge a little on it. But she was standing strong. She was not about it. She truly thinks that Megan doesn't know what she's talking about
mm-hmm. right.
when it comes to biological kids.
Right. And I thought now that maybe we're dealing with the passing of Leanne, that maybe Vicky would concede a little bit. She certainly didn't. She went in on Megan and Haley. And what came across to me in that conversation was how difficult it must be for Haley to sit at home and watch this and watch everyone talking about her. She's been a topic of convo in many episodes. Yeah. And I actually tweeted her and I said, that must be very difficult for you. And you know, you really are a stand-up young lady. And she favorited it. So I think she must have appreciated that. Yeah.
Yeah. I like the teachable moment where she got to see herself behave at the behavior at the winter formal. And then she had, you know, thank God she had enough time to be able to speak with her mother and kind of, you know, grow from that experience before things went away. So that was kind of a nice
I'm not mad at Vicky for that being like, cause how long has she been married to that
That's
guy?
What it is.
To the base. I think the thing is like, if she was a stepmom from when that kid was a kid and then helped grow that kid rather than coming in when that girl's what, 16? Yeah. And now she's like, oh, I love her like she's my own. It's been like 4 months. Yeah. Your husband can't even be around you. I mean, he's off, got a boyfriend somewhere.
He can't be around Haley either. Doing.
Right.
Yeah. Breaking news here, people.
Yeah, right? Well, the issue of the second wife came up, and then it was the girl code question, and Heather got re-roped into the mess. And, I mean, where do we stand with that? How did that end? Where are we with that?
Yeah, it was so brief. It seemed like Heather maybe didn't really want to go there. She just made the justification for herself that Megan was not the catalyst of Jim and Allison's breakup. Mm-hmm. So that's how she sort of defended herself in, you know, it's okay to be friends with both of them.
Right. And then came back to Megan, who basically said what she's been saying the whole time. She's like, it's fine. It doesn't matter. I keep it separate. Let's live our lives. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even understand why this is, like, such an issue.
I think it's because Megan said that the ex, that's, like, one of his 50,000 exes. We can't keep track of all.
It's so
but,
many of them.
She went on and told them that that lady is psycho.
Oh,
so,
right,
and they
right.
clearly she
called her
hate
miserable
each other.
Person.
Yeah, yeah, or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think that they don't get along. And quite frankly, Heather, you did break the girl code. Because if that's your homie and they don't get along and then you go on the show and become best friends with her, it's like, you can't do that. You got to be like, at least treat her like shit a little bit. Or haze her or something.
Yeah.
You know, like, they don't get along. You know, like, on Beverly Hills Housewives, there was like a whole thing with like Taylor and David Foster's ex. That was like a whole deep thing that was like, you know, so
right.
I'm that kind of, I do go for that girl code. Like, if I hate her, you hate her. Guess what? If I hate her, you hate her.
Yes, no, I know. That's I definitely deal. Hate whoever you hate.
Yeah, you have to.
And Taylor is still going at Yolanda while they're shooting Housewives right now.
Oh, really?
And we're going to see that all kind of blow up. So good memory observation, girl. We'll be back for Beverly Hills Housewives.
Yeah.
Also, I love how righteous they get about, like, the one thing that you don't do is you don't speak bad about a mother. You never speak bad about a mother. Like, you're all mothers, like, everybody's a mother, like, we're all someone's daughter and somebody's mother and somebody's sister and somebody's like, we got it, we're all human beings.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Like the whole Don't Swear on Kids thing. Yeah,
but you know what, if none of it's precious, stop back being righteous like that. You're on a reality show, you put all your shit out, you fucking put leeches on yourself. I'm sorry I said F word, but whatever.
Like, you're
you know what I mean,
it.
Your husband touches tits all day, like, come on. Like, let's not pretend. Being, you know what I mean? Let's not make anything precious.
Right.
You know
right,
what I mean?
Yes.
Come on.
Completely.
Vicky was quick to throw shade Megan's way when Megan was talking about her the tweets about Brianna getting the car, and then she said, well, my daughter's educated. My daughter works. Vicky's go-to. Who's working? Who is it? I love it, though. That's like, you can always count on Vicky to bring up the employment of these women.
Yeah.
That's another moment where I go, oh, Vicky, you're so awful. And then I'm like, I would say the exact same thing. Like, where I'm like, oh, check yourself because you don't want to sound like Vicky.
I loved it.
Yeah, because she is the only one who works an actual job. Not that being a homemaker isn't a job, or selling real estate for an hour a month isn't a job.
Yeah,
but,
no, really.
Like, you know, she has the insurance job. I live for that insurance
job.
She's
made her own money with her job. She's created her own business.
And it's basic bitch job. It's selling insurance.
Right, so fine. But yeah, it's I don't mind it. I don't mind that she went to a woman who was laying naked with sushi on her at a party and told her, hey, you're better than this. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. You know what? She is better than that. You don't need to lay there with sushi on yourself as people eat off of you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I'm not against it. Do whatever you have to do to make money. But like, what's wrong with that?
I loved that moment. I just thought it was so ridiculous.
Well, and aren't we pretty sure that that girl isn't in school getting an education? Right? Like, can we just...
Yeah.
Rationality, probability, let's just say she's probably not enrolled at Berkeley or whatever the hell school, school is at.
I feel bad for the girl because she's got this woman over her. She's naked on plate, and then there's a camera crew.
And
she signed the release, so she's like, oh, you know, this is going up. You know, this is my claim to fame.
She's thinking, am I going to get paid extra for this treatment?
I hope she should.
Yeah,
Berated like this on national television.
I hope she embraced it. I hope she has like that screenshot, like her Twitter. Like, I hope at least get something
sushi
out of
it. Sushi girl.
Yeah. Well, Vicky went from telling that one to get a job. And she even offered her a job kind of at Kodo. She's trying to help her out, right?
No, she said to be an intern. So let's be clear that here she wants this girl to make money, but she's not trying to offer her any. She just wants her to work for free.
She wants her to get educated. Because we know that a degree can really help a lot.
Yeah, mine so much for me.
Me too. Oh, yeah. Thank God I got a degree.
I feel you.
Thank God.
All you guys, right?
The only thing I have from that is a loan.
That's right.
I'm still paying mine.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. So I hope you're all pursuing those useful broadcasting.
Sorry, kids.
Everyone's quickly going on Craigslist finding the next sushi girl job. And make some weekend money.
Well, Vicky claims she got an influx of resumes. She said that she got a bunch of talent sent to her. What do you think?
I'll send her a resume. Yeah, I want to go work for her.
I would love to see a spinoff where Vicky tries to school those kind of girls. These uneducated sushi girl types.
Like The Apprentice, but Vicky. Vicky the Apprentice.
Vicky style.
Mm. I like where this is going.
That'd be good.
That would be good.
The line could be like, you're fired. Go back to the strip club.
Yes.
Well, Vicky started talking about her mother's death. And, you know, feel like it's morbid and, you know, we're kind of all having a good time here, but whatever, we'll talk about what's like it happened in the season. And we got more details on how she should use Shannon's landline because they didn't have cell service. And apparently Brianna was contacting both Tamara and Vicky. I mean, it had to be a nightmare for Brianna to know that news and not being able to get in touch. Like, there's nothing worse than when you need to talk to someone, you can't get them on the phone.
And well, and doesn't recording. Shannon have that kooky house that there's, like, no Wi-Fi and, like, no radiation.
Oh, yeah.
And no, like, whatever she thinks it is, it's, like, not in her house.
Mm-hmm.
She
doesn't have cell service, they said.
Which is scary. Like, I wouldn't even want to be at her house for that reason.
No.
Exactly.
You get life-shattering news, and you can't even get it properly because you're at Shannon's.
Right.
But you're not going to get DDT poisoning from her sheets.
I guess, but when you need news, you need news.
Yeah. And not in the gift wrapping room or wherever.
Yeah, the crafts room.
I was in the crafts room.
We were in the crafts room, and I said, David, I think there's a phone call, and I don't know what's happening. I don't know. Vicky needs a phone call. And I wasn't sure.
Spot on.
Very good.
Thank you. David. I love Shannon.
Me too.
She's great.
And
Vicky claims she blacked out from the whole thing. She doesn't regret the cameras being there. I don't blame her. When you go through tragedy like that, like, You think she's going to stop and say, can you please just turn down the car? Like, no one's going to do that. And of course, like, blacking out. And the way, oh my God, I felt bad for her because, you know, you're that's when you know you're just like in this bubble. It's everything's awful. But, you know, I think she carried herself well. I mean, after the fact.
I think she soaked it. She milked it a little bit after. But, like, yeah, obviously, like, that was horrifying. And who knows how one would react when they get that news. If she fell down to her knees and she blacked out. It was horrifying. It was horrible.
It was just like out of nowhere.
And it was real.
But then after
that,
you should just go ahead and go.
Yeah, after that, you need to, like,
she stayed there and continued to cry there for hours.
Like the whole, just the over and over and over again, which I all heard for a week after. It's like, my mom. Like, it was over and over and over.
You were, like, waking up from nightmares with the sound.
It's just, like, after the first thing, you want her to have a little, take your sadness and that, you know, get it. It's emotional and horrible. Yeah. And maybe just check out for a little bit.
Privatizing.
You know what I mean? Right. Once, you know, and I think that it's cool that people got to see that because that kind of thing happens to everybody. Mm-hmm. And so to be able to have that moment and watch it is actually kind of cool and vulnerable and emotional, and, you know. Mm-hmm. But then don't go to the bowling alley and be like, my mom is going to what?
What?
And then, I mean, come on.
Joking about using the inheritance for a yacht.
Just all that.
That was bad.
It was just a little milking for attention, little attention seeking. But you know what? I still love it. I don't care.
Well,
I mean, you know.
It's the nature of the
beast. It's the show or whatever.
I mean, she's still talking about the mother. The void is getting worse.
Which I can imagine is true.
Yeah.
They did conclude the conversation in a really nice way with her telling this hilarious story about her mom and the Harley driver and her mom keying the car and the police coming. I mean, I think, you know, if you're going to commemorate someone on Real Housewives of Orange County, that's the way to do it.
I'm sure her mother was laughing. Yeah.
Laughing.
What a way
to
go. Well, then things turned back to Megan and her ways of just really wanting to get to the truth. And we saw the profile of her. And Tamara said, of course, that she's her mentor. And her advice to Megan is that she just needs to let it go because that's what she did. And the truth comes out and then she dropped the Gretchen name. So she's still any chance she can to say that she just wants everyone to know she bested Gretchen. It's constant with her. What do you think?
Wait, what is it?
Gretchen.
Like, well, you know, Gretchen, like, with...
It was Tamara's sort of feeling about people who keep trying to prove somebody wrong. And she said,
just let it go.
Right. And the more that she kind of learned from her own experience that the more that she tried to out somebody, the more ridiculous it made her look. So she was sort of like.
And that was all about the Gretchen thing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that's where she had to do her name drop.
Yeah. Okay. She has to let everyone know that she took a step away and she was successful with Gretchen. That was her huge nemesis.
That was her lesson learned.
Ridiculous.
Back off with Gretchen.
And then we get into the whole business at the beginning of the season with the relationship between Shannon and Megan, and then the phone call for the charity, and she thought it was a sales call, and she didn't remember Megan after her husband hit on her at the hoedown. This hoedown, I feel like, happened like years ago, and we're still talking about this. It did. The house is almost done.
Yeah. So this was like a year and a half ago, basically, like early summer, right?
Right,
yeah.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, so she claims she didn't remember, and then...
They said, Megan's on the show. Remember the one David hit on at the hoedown? She was reminded 50,000 times.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was at the upfronts for Bravo, probably with her there.
Right.
You know what I mean? They'd met before they... Right. She knew.
Yeah, no, I don't buy any part of that story. That she didn't know Megan and she thought it was a sales call. It's like, no.
No.
The whole thing irritates me so much.
Right? Yeah. And she also admitted at the end of talking about it that it was about David.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, well, yeah, my problem was with David and the fact that he didn't introduce you and the whole, you know. So
they had gone through 5 hours of couples mental coupling.
Shannon, I don't get it. Shannon's like talking about this personal cell phone number, but she's in the middle of production on a show. I mean, you know, anybody could be calling her.
No, and then she says that the number was given to Megan by a person that she had only met once. So then why isn't the issue with that person? Like, you only met that person once. How'd they get your phone number? Why is the issue with Megan? Like, there's so many levels of just...
She should have said Sophie was in the back and she was annoying, and I don't want to have this call on speaker with my stupid kid in the back. I'm going to school. I don't want to deal with you.
Yeah, see, I would believe this.
Because that was the truth, right?
I remember that my husband hit on you, and I'm not super fond of you, so I hang up on you now.
Right. I'm not going to donate to your dumb whatever fake thing you're doing. Right.
JDRFABCDFG.
Exactly that. Yeah, and then Shannon still, though, had to like really defend her position in Napa. That is one of the most irritating moments for me of this whole entire season, really, was the whole Napa issue and how Shannon was straight up a crazy person.
Because no matter what she said, aside from that.
Yeah. And she just, she will not relent. And she's just like, oh no, I was still right about the whole thing. No, she acted just like Heather said, disproportionately upset over what was happening. And it made no sense. And then she had to defend herself by saying, I am not crazy.
Yeah. She was out of her mind in that, but isn't that when she drove the golf cart away? And it was like, and they're like, oh, they're here. And then they just drove off.
And then they just turned right around.
She was like losing her mind. I mean, she should be able to say, she should say she blacked out that whole weekend. Yeah. I don't know.
Right. Yeah, and she even said that she had just gotten done with the mental emotional.
Oh, that too? Yeah. Mental emotional. Yeah. Coupling. Exactly. David. David.
So, you know, at least if she could chalk it up to that and say, like, look, I was under very emotional duress. I couldn't focus, whatever. Like, I'm sorry for whatever I did. It was because of this. No, she still has to defend her craziness.
I still can't get over that moment when they had to do the eulogy with them laying in front of the
I couldn't watch that.
You couldn't? No. Really?
Absolutely not.
What happened? It was just horrifying. Cheesy, and they was like, here lies my life. I cheated on her.
Yes. Yes. What? If I could tell you anything, I would tell, I mean, no, that's like Yanla fix my life kind of shit. I can't get it. Like, not look in the mirror, see who the enemy is. Do you know who that is? Yourself. Like, I can't.
Too deep.
Too cheesy.
Too awkward. That's stupid.
I do.
Yeah.
I
Even Julie does too. Don't let her fool you.
Yanla fix my life.
Right. I just can't with those exercises.
Yeah. I know.
Well, even David even claimed he did it wrong. He said he didn't follow the instructions.
Oh, I'm sure he did it wrong because he was probably lying. Right.
It like hurt her feelings more or something. One
I mean,
of them
she
did.
Can't. I get the feelings come in.
Oh yeah,
and they don't leave.
Julie loves that one. Sometimes
they don't
she's
ever
just
leave,
being,
David.
She's there, and then sometimes the feelings come in.
And then I go to a restaurant.
Oh God!
And I imagine her sitting here with you.
In every single restaurant.
Every restaurant, right? Because he went to every restaurant.
It doesn't matter because he lived.
Right.
Sometimes I'm walking and I imagine she's walking.
Right. I'm walking with David and he brings her up. And I'm walking and I think this is where she walked.
I don't know how the hell transition from that to Tamara's custody battle. We got to talk about Tamara's custody battle because a lot of facts kind of unrolled. This was, you know, kind of the meat for me of this episode. We got a lot of questions answered and, you know, let's all kind of chat about all the different details. That way I'm not reading off a list. But, you know, so she sat down. She said she had a bunch of life-changing events last year. We learned about her daughter, Sydney, and Sydney was there. They were texting. She came, wanted to come by, and then she said, I'm moving out with Dad, and never came back for 2 years, pretty much.
Right. And also, that we knew a lot about. We didn't know about this entirely opposite situation where her son, Spencer, has decided to live with her full-time and wants nothing to do with Simon.
I know.
That was brand new information.
We never see him. Is he not on the show? Like
none of
Simon
the kids with Simon are.
Oh, okay.
He won't sign off.
Yeah. And she was really upset about it because, of course, last year she tried to show that she was not a monster mom. And she really pushed to have them on that season so that way she could show that side of herself. And, of course, it would look good for, you know, legal purposes. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, more housewives are using the show to prove something to a judge. I'm just thinking of Teresa.
Right?
I'm just like...
That is Tamara's problem. The fact that she continues to discuss all this publicly is exactly what her daughter doesn't want. By all reports, her daughter's main issue with Tamara is the embarrassing on-screen behavior, the publicity of their lives, that kind of stuff is exactly what she doesn't want. I would certainly think that if Tamara really wants a relationship with her daughter going forward, that she would cut it off here, now she got to tell her story, and never mention a word about Sydney ever again in public.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that she should leave the show?
She's not going to do that.
Right. Yeah, it's not an option,
If being a mom
is more important, then that's the
really
priority.
We really want her to come be on the show next week. So I think whatever she did was fantastic. They're probably not watching this far in anymore.
I love Tamara.
What was she talking about with the therapy? Does the daughter have problems?
The court ordered Sydney and Tamara to do therapy together, and Simon and Sydney went to the court and said, hey, Sydney doesn't want to do this. And the judge said, all right, she's 17. They have evidence why she didn't have to do it. She doesn't have to do it then.
Mm. Yeah, she was old enough at that point at 17 to, I guess, be able to deny any sort of treatment. It wasn't, it's not, it wasn't medical or mental or anything like that. It was simply like relationship, family counseling.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And Tamara's still trying to pass that off as alienation by her ex-husband.
Yeah, parental alienation. Yeah.
It certainly seems that Sydney's making those decisions on her own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the ladies all kind of collectively agreed that that was all Simon. Mm-hmm. So...
what else can they do?
Exactly.
A little tidbitty for you. Watch What Happens Live. Gina, Lori, Lynn, super juicy. I got about the first half in before I had to leave the house to come do the show here. But Gina talked about she still talks to both Tamara and Simon and is on kind of both sides of it and really spoke to the whole issue. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, make sure you don't
love
that.
I love Gina.
Me too.
I'm her number one. Like, I just, I need her on this.
She's going to come back, I'm sure, don't you think? Or
I hope so. No one can stir a pot of you-know-what like her. It's like, my, like the best quote is what Tamara said. She's like, she's the one that can come in a room and pass gas and then leave blame on everybody else. That's her. I need that on this show.
But she's still this room so for involved her. With all the ladies and with all the storylines. It's like, how is she not part of it?
You know, it's she left Dakota. I guess she's like leasing her house, and that made me sad because I was like, oh, I want her to be part of it. Like, that's where it all started, you know. But this room for her, I looked at that couch. There's only five ladies. I'm used to seeing like, you know,
seven.
12 ladies. You know, if you look at New York, it's like, who's
it's
that?
Like too many.
So, so I mean, I'm like, there's definitely room for her and for Gretchen, but that's my opinion. So I don't know.
And Lori too, maybe a little room for Lori.
Oh, she had her time. She screwed up last season, so she
sounds like her
time.
Kids are still a mess. I want to know what's going on with them.
I mean, that's the only update
I don't
want.
Right. Like, I don't
the
need,
kids. And that's what she said on Watch What Happens Live.
I don't need to see Gretchen hold an orange, but I just think she could be, you know, making an appearance every once in a while just to piss Tamara off.
Well, you have. Can she hold one of her handbags with a picture of an orange on it?
Oh my!
So I feel like
the
she
plastic handbags. I loved that. So, yeah, what else can we say about Tamara? I mean, you know, I genuinely felt for her. Do you think that maybe this was, you know, a display, or did you really, you know, believe everything? I personally believed her strife.
Well, she's safe now. So, I mean, she's telling the truth, right? Now
I
that
think
she's
so.
Saved.
Yeah, I guess.
Now that she's baptized in a pool.
Are you
guys buy all that? What was your thoughts on that?
I believe that she believes what she believes. You know what I mean? Which I'm fine with. So, you know, like, I really think that she believes what she believes, which I think is all you need to believe.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Same belief.
A little belief.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, like, if that's her shit, then
it
good
does
for
seem like it's making her
and
genuinely
it makes her
happier.
And, like, then good for her.
But it
whatever
always has
you
to
need.
Degrade into some competition, like a Christian competition.
Right, always.
Like, why don't we have a Christian Olympics?
Right.
Everyone can compete in this.
Right.
You know, I mean, who cares?
Who's right.
You can't decide who's the better. And then it just turned into a fight over whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
Alexis had to make her voice heard.
Yeah.
And we all thought
for
it was
sure it was
going to
be Gretchen.
Yeah. But no, she's saying that she cannot sit back and watch someone making a mockery of
her
savior. So.
Because
she
call
wants
herself
to be
Jesus
the one who's
Barbie.
On this show with
what
her cars and her nails and her boobs making a mockery of Jesus.
Yeah, anyone's going to make a mockery of Jesus, it's Jesus Jones.
Right. And
what
so what,
say?
Though? And also, so what? If someone wants to make a mockery of your savior, who gives a fuck? Can I say
let's
that?
Let's go to hell.
It doesn't matter.
You said it.
It doesn't matter. Because if you believe, then you believe. You don't need me to believe. You believe.
No,
you can make a mockery of me. I don't care.
It's
right?
True.
Who cares?
I did think it was very sort of strange that that Alexis reached out in that way. Like, she is so the one to be putting Tamara down. I understand she has past beef, you know, with Tamara from previous seasons. But bottom line is, exactly, what does it matter?
It doesn't.
They're all shaming someone in their belief? Who cares?
She knew it would be read on the show as evidenced by the fact that she signed it Jesus Barbie.
Correct.
Yeah, so that was her aim to get her name back out there. Maybe someone
but
will tweet
I never
and
knew
say
of
she
the
should
Jesus
be back
Barbie.
On the show.
I only
no,
knew
no
Jesus
one ever called
Jones.
Her that.
No,
she changed it herself.
Jesus Barbie, yeah, she called herself that.
Yeah,
that was... So I guess she's like reclaiming
that,
it.
That would be a
their
good
their problem
doll.
Is that they all go to the same church. They all go to the same big church in the OC.
But that's that one where it's just online and you just watch it from your house, right?
Yeah,
so what's the problem?
So I think they're all mad there. Because she was probably the queen OCB there, and now, now Vicky's
not,
getting involved.
Well, not to mention, I mean, there was like a whole thing with Vicky talking about Satan. I mean, there was a whole undercurrent of like Satan just puts in the demon into your thoughts. And like, what is everybody talking about?
Of all of this confusion.
Right. I mean, what? Now she's getting baptized, and Jesus Barbie's heading down the thing, and what? I mean, what's going on in this town? This is a very weird town.
You know, I'm not surprised.
I don't know what's happening.
I'm not surprised about all of the religious talk, because a few seasons ago Andy kept saying how important religion is to Orange County, because apparently, you know, there's a lot of conservative, really religious people, and he's always tried to make that a through line on the show. So I'm sure anytime they mention the word Jesus, they threw it in to try to keep that. That's like they want to have that be part of like the fabric, you know?
Yeah, is that a real thing?
Well, I grew up in Orange County, born and raised.
They're like,
what does that mean about
We're going to need more time with you to make a decision.
Yeah. Truly, though, growing up, religion was not as prevalent as they're making it seem. I think that it's sort of like a newer thing, and maybe like a more recent Orange County, like affluent Orange County sort of thing.
Yeah. Trendy now?
Like a totally a trendy thing. And like these churches, these like holy roly churches are kind of coming up and being, you know, the thing to do. But it, I mean, truly, 20 plus years ago, it was not like that. No. So
okay, you're shining some light.
Yeah, I do think that might be sort of like a push that they're just kind of trying to angle for this, franchise.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
David.
Well, Tamara basically wraps everything up saying that, you know, Jesus jugs give Christians a bad name. And I mean, if anyone didn't know all these pet names and all these ridiculous, they wonder what the hell we're talking about. I mean, the whole thing's so ridiculous.
I know it is.
They're all
truly
debating about who's a better Christian. I don't know.
I mean, the Duggars give Christians, but there's Christians have been getting a bad name for hundreds of years.
Thousands of years.
Yeah. Yes. And reality TV is not helping.
I mean,
yeah, when Alexis and Tamara are like the pinnacles of Christianity, that,
right. Yeah. Like these are the two. Those are the two that we need to. Yeah, that's the bar. That's the bar.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. Personally, I was glad to see that Tamara found her religion, because I can relate to people who have been through hell, and it works out for them that way, and that's what gives them the strength. So personally, I'm like, good for her. Like, I'm glad it's, you know, it's changing her life. She seems to be in a better place. And perhaps all that behavior from last season, we now have a little bit more of like a, you know, we get her motive for being so awful.
The sense of the struggle that was
I also
going
that
on.
She didn't change her core. I thought her sense of humor this season was really good. Like, I thought she was one of the funniest people on the season. Mm-hmm. She didn't change her bite or her, you know, she didn't just vanilla up and be like, everyone's great and I'm not going to talk back about it. I mean, you know, remember when Camille stopped talking bad about everyone?
That.
Like, beat it, Camille. It's the only reason we all cared to listen to you. It's
Season one Camille, there's just no comparison to that. Oh, so good.
So good.
I know, she was serving it.
Yeah. No impression there, because we
not
don't
Camille.
Say that he hits you.
No, Camille.
That one's not so funny.
Wow. No, Camille. I don't hear her voice. I haven't heard it. I need to hear it.
Because
we haven't heard her talk in a long time.
She did the psychic in that whole thing. Julie did the psychic.
And I can't remember her either. But that whole thing with that lady
smoking.
Yeah,
that was
and remember that.
Alison Dubois.
Yeah, like that whole thing was amazing.
She would love that we're talking about her right now.
And I watched that show. I watched Medium.
A real show about her and her life.
I didn't know, but then I didn't know it was about that lady. And then there's that lady sitting there being a bitch. And I was just like,
That's the lady. Yeah. I have a show about me and about my life. I'm like, what? Who are you? I love that.
But
I
remember now, we remember, even though this is a different city, but we remember now that she did say Mauricio, their cigarette, was cheating.
Never emotionally fulfilled, Kyle.
Yeah.
This is weird. It's weird to talk about these. I feel like I haven't talked about Beverly Hills on this panel in months, so it's just like weird.
We're so excited to do so in about 4 weeks or something.
Yeah. Well, is that show coming back this year or next year? I thought it was coming back in January.
I just looked it up a couple days ago, and no info as to an air date. So it must be at least 8 weeks out, because even on the Bravo site, they're still referring to the last season. It's not like, you know, get ready for the new season. It's like, oh, what was your favorite moment of last season? So they don't even have it on their radar quite yet. We know they have been shooting for quite a while already.
Usually they'll start premiering those things like the 5th of January, like kind of at the beginning of the year, because that's what they did last season. So I don't know. Who the hell knows? I don't know.
Well, we just assume because Vanderpump Rules is coming back at the beginning of November. Usually those two are paired together at least at the same time.
Atlanta.
So it's kind of curious.
Yes. Well, for those of you who don't watch those shows and you're just here for Orange County Housewives.
Oh, please. Nobody that watches Real Housewives of Orange County doesn't watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Well, let's transition to some news and gossip. Christy Reports has all the latest. She's got a lot of stuff. This is a good one.
It's full pages of notes here on the news and gossip.
Yes, this is a juicy one, and you're going to have to follow me a little bit here. I'm going to start with the little things. There was a lot of tweeting back and forth after last week's finale. Megan tweeted Vicky and told her that she is a filthy, vile human. Oh. Them are some fighting words.
She did not hold back.
Yes, this was part of Vicky's whole, no one cares about me anymore, no one's reached out to me tour, right? Mm-hmm. So Vicky posted a photo with Gina, and part of what Megan came back with was, well, you told us that Gina was a disgusting human being, and you refused to film with her after your mother died, and now you're standing there with her. And then Vicky came back with, like, what do you care about Gina? And now we know the actual backstory behind that. Gina said on Watch What Happens Live, this is so, and we've got so much more after this, I'm getting so deep.
Yes, please, I love it.
Someone told Tamara that Gina said Vicky was a great actress during her mother's death on the show. Gina says she, of course, didn't say that. It came from a fourth person or whatever. Yes. And Gina. So once Vicky realized that, now her and Gina are friends again. But so Vicky did call Gina disgusting.
Classic Gina.
Right? That's right. And speaking of Heather or Vicky being all, nobody cares about me. Now, she went on Watch What Happens Live last week and said that no one has reached out to her. Heather calls BS on that. She says right before Vicky's appearance on Watch What Happens Live, she texted her and said, have fun in New York City. Break a leg. And Vicky responded and said, oh, great. Thank you. I was just thinking about you. So that was a big fat lie. Tamara and Vicky. Tamara says she's finally cut Vicky out of her life.
Whoa.
And she also concludes that Vicky put Billy and Rhonda up to the shenanigans we saw last week.
Stevie Wonder could have saw that.
Yeah. Vicky also brought up this week, if you remember a couple seasons ago, I'm getting high, y'all.
Tamara
said that she had some cervical cancer issues and also that she'd found some lumps in her breast. This was in 2012. She mentioned that on the show. I remember that. It was never really discussed after that. And now Vicky is coming back at Tamara with, well, what about when you said you had cancer? We didn't ask you for proof and whatever happened to that. So that's getting pretty shady.
How low can you go?
Right?
Yeah, that's bad.
That's right.
That's real bad.
And something that we have actually kind of wondered all season about the ladies and when they found out about Shannon and David's affair, Vicky says that Tamara told all the ladies last year already. She told them the woman's name and all the details. So we now know for sure that the ladies did know all about this affair before the season started airing.
Well, and now, apparently, though, Megan didn't, though, because she was tweeting with Lizzie and she said, I didn't know about this, did you? And Lizzie said, yeah, I knew.
Megan would have been out of the loop at that point last year. Yeah, but so besides her, apparently all the other ladies were aware of said affair. And now we get to the really juicy stuff, which everybody watched. Brooks had an exclusive interview with E! News's Melanie Bromley, which aired on E! News. The second part is going to be tomorrow on E! News. Very juicy. I thought the earth-shattering thing of this was him saying that Brianna had significant daddy issues.
Yes.
So effing rude of him to say that. Yes. He also revealed that he and Vicky went to a reality TV couples counselor. Yes, such a thing exists. Back in March. And that's when they sort of realized that the relationship was going to be an over. He says he is no longer in love with Vicky. They're both dating again. He said that he would be watching the reunion tonight, of course. And one of really, really interesting thing was that he and Vicky discussed whether to talk about his cancer on the show. This was last year. In December, she hadn't signed on to the show yet, and they actually told her, if you don't show your full reality with Brooks and his cancer diagnosis, you will have a reduced role on the show. So that led to the interviewer asking Brooks, so did you feel like you were pressured to do this? And he said, no. You know, no one can make me do anything I don't want to do, but I did do it for Vicky.
Yeah, I thought that was very interesting.
Me too.
You know, that's the red flag right there that says that she definitely did push to amp this up, you know, and have it be a prevalent storyline.
And keep that paycheck.
Yeah.
He also claims that he broke up with her. So
that he's the one who said this isn't going to work.
Right, yeah. And going back, let's go back really quickly. What's the status of Heather and Vicky's relationship? I know you touched upon it with Watch What Happens Live, but I think there's a little more to the story.
Well, Heather concluded that soundbite by saying that blew it. Quote, unquote, that blew it for my friendship with Vicky.
Oh, so she's done, too.
God, she says everyone's done with Vicky?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hope they don't try to do that old NeNe where everybody gangs up, or Jill Zarin. Yeah. You can't get the, you really can't get the head honcho out like that. It will backfire, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't want another Vicky redemption tour. Like, we're gonna start off another season with Tamara and Vicky after months of not speaking, going diving or something, like, you know. It's like, here we go again. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, is it every season or every other? And we're in, like, going to be starting season 11. So do the math. Too much.
Well, so true. I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. We don't need
it. It's not fresh anymore for them to be fighting and making up.
Yeah. I know. We need new people. New storyline. Yeah. Something.
I will sit through it, though, because I want Vicky to stay. I don't want her to go.
I know. We love her.
But I know certain people at this point must be just, like, too through with Vicky, though. Because some people just, it's just too much happening. She's working too hard.
Yeah. I feel a little bit done with her. But at the same time, what would the show be without her?
Oh, yeah. No, I she needs to stay.
Yeah, I don't want her to go.
I don't want her to go.
Can you guys imagine a Vicky list?
No, I want her to stay.
We love her. Yeah. But I wouldn't miss Brooks.
It's her show. Sure. She says it's her show.
She could date. They could set her up on dates.
She's already dating, according to Brooks.
Yeah, let's see who she's dating.
I like that version better. Mm-hmm. This whole Brooks version hasn't been...
Right. I like that she can hire interns. They can do lots of things with her.
Like, so good.
And the few times when her and Brooks have been on and off, now mind you, they've been together almost since she and Don divorced. But the few times they have been on and off, there have been rumors that she's dating these really, like, high profile, really high quality, decent, like, really men that you would know,
see some of that
you would be okay with, that you'd be like, oh, get it, Vicky.
It'd
be nice to see her hook up with an A-plus OC guy.
Oh, she belongs in a power couple.
Yes.
She did not some rented fur coat that he brought for the cameras. I love that. Anyway, let's take a look forward and see what's coming up on the reunion part two. Looks like
AfterBuzz TV prediction.
Yes. Heather is going to be in it with Vicky, it looks like. Usually you don't see her yelling or getting, you know, really even just like...
Because she lied about the thing with the ER and Terry, right?
Terry into it,
And Heather's like your barometer for like rationality.
Yes.
You know? So when Heather gets heated, like, you know something is wrong.
She's justified.
Completely.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like everyone thinks that. Like, even all the ladies on the show, I feel like they really do look to Heather as like the voice of reason.
Yeah.
She's
not
quick to rush to judgment, and whenever she gets upset, it's like
Except
something
when she
meaningful.
Threw, Shannon out of her house.
That
was her. That was harsh.
Please leave.
Yeah. That was harsh. And then Shannon.
My children are in the house.
Yeah, she threw me out of her home. She kept having to say it a million times. Yeah.
Yes.
I think that in that, my prediction is that probably not even in the second, and probably in the third part, it's going to start coming out that Vicky is a little bit of a liar. Mm. I mean, that's what they're sort of, you know, setting up. And then that's why they're all going to sort of turn on her.
Yes.
But, yeah, she was doing...
They're probably saving that, because that's what everybody's wanting to see.
You know,
so that third part is going to be just a Vicky takedown,
I think. Vicky looked tough at this reunion, I will say.
She had the tough face on.
Yeah, but she didn't look like she normally looks. I don't want to, like, color people's appearances, but I am.
Well, Andy gestured tough. That she had taken a couple Xanax. And she kind of did have that look on her face, like,
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't
she
you?
She just wasn't. She wasn't looking her there. Best.
I'm on them now.
starts at 9 a.m. and they're there
she
until
look
at least
best.
6.
That's a lot of anxiety.
There was another lie besides that Terry thing. There was another... What was that other lie? Maybe it was about Brianna or something, or she was involved in that one. There was a couple lies that were surfacing, not just the Terry thing. It was something else. And
with
I was like,
Brooks and Vicky?
No, I think it was like a different lie that Vicky told.
Was it with Shannon? I'm trying to think, was there something else with Shannon?
It was about somebody, it was definitely, it was about Megan. It was about saying the 2 months and the 4 months. She just made that up.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Right. So she's just making up lies and blaming Brooks. And, I mean, she's going to come out as like a little tiny bit of
a liar. Shifty.
Yeah.
One thing that just stuck out to me this episode was just the cutaways when they were showing the clips and when they show Megan. She had such a little smirk on her face. She is so sure of herself. I like the confidence. I like it. No one's going to knock her down at this reunion.
Or Andy
said,
her
hair looks good now.
It does look real good. I really like the new color, yes.
Way
and
better.
Andy said, have you always been this confident? And she's like, yes, I have.
I've always been Megan King.
I've always been.
I love it. I love it. I want to see her come back. That's how I feel about her.
Agreed.
But
yes.
The husband makes an appearance
next week.
Oh, wait.
That was one of my news things. Oh, there it is, a little line. Some fan tweeted at Vicky and said that Megan should be fired, and Vicky tweeted back and said, I agree. Okay.
Oh.
Well, I don't know. Her husband's going to be making an appearance at the reunion, and I don't know why. What is he going to say?
Probably something extremely rude and
condescending. Yeah, and annoying and patronizing and sexist.
Don't they do that?
There
they
you go. There's the predictions.
Yeah.
Maybe that.
Because
maybe
even if he said one thing like that and a bunch of other stuff, that's what they would show, because we know that's what we've seen of him anyway.
Yeah. Right.
Constantly.
Right.
And like, they normally always have that moment at the reunions where they like, bring out the husbands. For whatever moment it is that they're just trying to
rehash whatever thing involved the husbands. Yeah.
Well, the husbands are getting involved in these seasons.
Well, I mean, Terry loves a camera. Terry loves to be in the scene.
He does. And Terry's got his own show now. So Terry's
Wouldn't
got his
own
show.
Wouldn't it be great if they brought out the husbands and then they straight up asked Vicky point blank that story she told? About Terry asking the colleague to come do
maybe
the
they
maybe
in front
maybe
of
they will. Maybe they will.
Ooh. I'm excited for that.
That would be a reason for bringing Terry and them in. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it doesn't look like they're going to do Vicky any favors, so we shall have to see. Meanwhile, you can keep the conversation going with us by tweeting us, of course, leaving comments below, rating us on iTunes, giving us thumbs up and 5 stars and all that stuff. So
we love it. We love it all.
Yes. So you can find me on Twitter at Grants_Rants. You can find me on my podcast at Grants Rants Hollywood Talk. Where can we find you, all of you guys?
Yeah, good stuff. Well, everybody, please check out my YouTube channel, Christy Reports. I actually have some brand new reality TV news for you. And also keep up with me at ChristyReports.com.
And I am Blake V, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Blake V Media. And our fantastic guests.
Oh.
Where can you be found?
Thank you. Where do I look? Okay. You can find me at Mr. Julie Goldman on Twitter and Julie Goldman's Couch on Instagram.
And I'm at the Brandy Howard, Brandy with a Y, on Twitter. And my Instagram is my dog, who's on People's Couch, Pee-wee's
Couch.
People's Couch?
No,
I don't even know.
Couch.
Who cares?
It doesn't matter.
Just pictures of the dog.
No.
All right, we'll catch them on the People's Couch Tuesdays at 10 on Bravo for The Real Housewives of Orange County. That'll do it for us for the reunion, part one.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.